You, as my listeners, have been alongside me as your host from the beginning of ITC. We were there truly at the birth of ITC. And then it was a big deal when this company that most of us didn't know a heck of a lot about, Fortis Incorporated, bought ITC last year. Well, I'm here to tell you we're about to learn more. And folks who will be at the Economic Club of Detroit to luncheon tomorrow will get to know a lot. Now, the good news is the luncheon is tomorrow. The bad news is it's sold out if you don't have your ticket yet. And the reason it's sold out is because the president and CEO of Fortis Incorporated, Barry Perry, will be the featured speaker. Mr. Perry, nice meeting you.
Good morning, Paul.
I'm thrilled that you are taking a very active role. I didn't know anything about Fortis, and I didn't know what you would or wouldn't do with ITC, which is an important company here. And now I'm seeing that you believe it's extremely important to be very actively involved in our community.
Well, yes, we do try to do that, Paul. You know, we've now bought three utilities in the U.S. ITC was our last purchase, and your listeners should not worry too much because our business model is to keep local management in place. We really haven't made any changes to the team at ITC. It's still based in Michigan and focused on transmission. So, and that we're going to continue with that, and that's our business model.
And when you say buying in the U.S., you're a Canadian-based company.
Yes, we're based in Newfoundland, Canada, the most easterly province of Canada. I'm sitting here in St. John's this morning, actually the most easterly point in North America. But we now have three good utility businesses in the U.S., and in fact, our U.S. part of our business is bigger than our Canadian business at this point in time.
Well, Linda Blair is doing a fine job for you. She's been there from the beginning of ITC, so I'm glad that you're keeping Linda Blair in that position and all the other people that we've gotten to know over the period of time. Actually, I think Linda Blair's last name is something else now.
Yes, Aspie now. She just got married.
Yeah, well, congratulations to Linda. See, times change, don't they? What will you be talking about at the Economic Club of Detroit tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to talk about a bunch of things, really talking about the transformational change that's happening in our industry. You know, our customers are much more engaged these days. They want to know where their energy is coming from. They want to manage their energy usage. So there's a lot of things happening in our sector to meet those customer expectations. And just in Michigan, obviously, one of the big things is the move to electric cars and driverless cars over time. That's going to affect both the automotive industry and the utility industry. So I'm talking about those concepts as well as the importance of the electric grid. You know, the grid is the backbone of everything we do. It has to be resilient, reliable, and more we're hanging a lot of technology off that grid. So even more so, we have to keep investing in it. And so I'm going to talk about those concepts at the speech tomorrow.
Well, and that grid has been the subject of many conversations in terms of concern that the grid is strong enough and adequate enough to keep us from blackouts and other major problems. What do you say about that?
Well, that concern is very real, in fact, but I would tell you that in my view, especially ITC has done a great job of upgrading transmission, especially in Michigan, and we're still doing some work in the Midwest to make sure that transmission is there during storms and it's very, very reliable. But we have to do more. You know, storms are increasing. We just recently with the hurricanes in Florida and Texas and the Caribbean, we can see what happens when poles and wires come down and how that disrupts our society. So we have to find ways to get more reliable and to create stronger infrastructure.
Well, we continue to think of ITC as the electric superhighway that you've been from the beginning. And wasn't that long ago you were there on Prince Edward Island in a conference between it was the Canadian-American Business Council, and you were participating in that. And interestingly enough, we have not taken advantage enough of this international border we're on. Just across the river, we have Canada, of course. And now it's starting to be talked about in a way to try to entice business, most recently Amazon. And I think we need to make a bigger deal out of it. Not too many places in the United States where you're right on the border across a bridge or through a tunnel in a foreign country. And obviously, being a part of the Canadian American Business Council, you would agree.
I do, in fact. And the relationship between Canada and the U.S. is probably the strongest trading relationship in the world. You know, many of your listeners may not know that Canada is the number one export market for Michigan. And in fact, it's the number one export market for 32 U.S. states. So that gives a sense of the size of that relationship. And the U.S. actually imports a lot of electricity from Canada. Canada has an abundant supply of renewable energy, primarily hydroelectric energy, and it exports something like 25 terawatt hours of energy annually to the U.S. And that's enough to power about 7 million homes. And that's really reasonably priced electricity. So that relationship on the border matters a lot, and it's one that we are focused on, frankly, given that we are both in Canada and in the U.S. And ITC has actually been working on a really nice project to build a new line cross-border called the Erie Connector. It's a 1,000-megawatt line, and we're very excited about that project. It's moved through some approval processes, and we're hoping that we can bring it to a close here in the next few months.
Enjoy your visit tomorrow. The luncheon is sold out with the Economic Club of Detroit, powering the energy future, and the new owners of ITC, ITC Holdings Corp, the certainly America's electric superhighway, if you will, energy superhighway. I know people are going to enjoy your conversation, and it's been our pleasure talking with you as well, Mr. Perry.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Barry Perry is the president and CEO of Fortis Incorporated. They're the folks that bought ITC just this last year.